So the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another as Christ also hath received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, but that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and in peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time when Christ had heard in prison the works, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. Behold, I send my angel before thy face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At the mission last Saturday, the table reading examined St. John the Baptist sending his disciples to our Lord. So it looked at this gospel account. St. Francis de Sales had said that there were three reasons for why that he sent his disciples to our Lord. One was to make our Lord known to the whole world. A second reason was to draw his disciples to the Master, our Lord. And then three was to detach them from himself. That's where we have the famous St. John had said, He must increase, I must decrease. But he recognized what his mission was. It was to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah, and that he would be this voice that would speak. But yet, it would be just a voice to try to get the people to our Lord, and that would be it. And therefore, then after that, well, then he would stop speaking. But it's interesting to see how, obviously, St. Francis de Sales had mentioned these are the reasons for why he brings his disciples to our Lord, because he knew that our Lord was the Messiah, so he brings them to help them. But it's interesting to see that after our Lord tells his disciples, okay, this is what you have seen. And so go relate to John all the things that you've seen, you've heard, you've witnessed. And then after that, then we see how our Lord brings it back to the fact of St. John. We see at the very end of the gospel that he praises him and calls him, I send my angel before thy face. And so we see the importance of St. John the Baptist. And from that, our Lord also trying to help the people to see This was the voice that I sent to you for you to listen to. How many of the people listened to him that was questionable? Or what he was concerned about also is that they became too attached to him and his message. So that is where then St. John backed off. Because he realized what his purpose was, to direct the people to our Lord Jesus Christ, to prepare their souls for his coming. And so that's where St. John, through his preaching, and he certainly practiced what he preached, and some of the things that we can try to look at, again, trying to make the applications to our own lives. I mean, with the saints, we see a lot of times God gave them many graces to perform maybe extraordinary things. But then we can try to take the virtues that they practice and make that application to our own life, according to our state in life. And so we see with St. John the constancy in doing good. And we see how our Lord asked the questions to them, the rhetorical questions. But he asked these questions to these people. And so he says to them, you know, were you looking for a reed shaken in the wind? Because that is not what you found with St. John. You found one who was constant. He wasn't one shaken by the people around him, wasn't shaken by maybe the whims of his desires. He was one that was constant. Constant in his preaching, constant in, obviously, in his way of life, too. I mean, that is why then they thought that he was the Messiah, because of his holiness of life. But when we also make that application of a reed shaken in the wind, it signifies weak souls, signifying the carnal souls, those that are given over to the body. You know, those that do change according to the circumstances that they find themselves in. And that is something that we can make that application to our own life. You know, do we have the strong conviction to do what is right regardless of what people say around us? Regardless of the peer pressure that is around us? How often, many times, we find ourselves in these circumstances and then we go down that same path? Maybe people talking about things that are inappropriate, we find ourselves and we do the same. So that's where we can reflect and to see, do we have the strong conviction to do what is right, to stand up for what is our faith, stand up for what is right in front of other people? Or do we kind of cower according to those that are around us, wanting to fit in, wanting to be a part of that, not standing out? And so with, obviously, St. John the Baptist, he was not this reed shaken in the wind. He was very firm, very strong. I mean, we even notice that is how he ended losing his life. Because he condemned Herod for the life that he was living, and then therefore he was beheaded for that. He was beheaded because of him standing up for the truth. And so that's where when we see with the life of St. John the Baptist, of how he carried out the mission that was given to him, even though it was a very difficult mission of trying to prepare all these people for our Lord. But yet he went out and he preached the truth. Regardless of what people said, regardless of whether people listened to him. I mean, we know that by him even saying, referring to himself as one crying out in the wilderness. given the implication that many people did not listen to him, that he was a voice almost crying out by himself, with no one to listen, no one to hear, because they chose not to listen. So him being constant in his duties, we can look at our own lives and see, do we have that same consistency? Or as I say, do we kind of waver according to where we are, who we're around, what is taking place, what are they talking about, what are they doing? Do we just give in to that and go that same path? And so, yes, in this time period of Advent, it's a perfect time for us to try to see, are we firm? Are we constant in the practice of our faith? And if not, well, what can we do for these next few Sundays? How can we carry out our duties more perfectly, or at least consistently? And so, as I say, our Lord asked these questions, these rhetorical questions for them to think about. You know, what did you come out to see? And so then our Lord then again asked another question for them. You know, what did you come out to see? Did you come to see a man clothed in soft garments? And so again, our Lord praises St. John the Baptist for his austere life. And we know that's what he ate, what he wore. Again, we're inspirations from God. That's why, as I say, when we look at the saints themselves, we can't just take how they practice the virtues and apply it to our life and do it the exact same way. Well, we can't, because those were inspirations from God for them. But we can look at his mortified life. We can look at his sacrifices and how he lived his life. That's what we can take from St. John the Baptist and the mortifications that he practiced. Not to the degree that he practiced them, but again, applying it to our own state in life. I mean, again, we look at our lives and see, do we cater to our body? Do we cater to the things that we want? Or do we try to subdue the body, the desires, the passions that we have? Realizing that the sacrifices that we make, the penances that we do, are they not only to expiate our own sins, but for the sins of mankind? The sins committed against Almighty God. And so again, in this time period of Advent, being penitential, you know, what are we trying to offer up to God? What are the small things that we're trying to give to God during this time period? I mean, again, when we look at our Lord and how he praises St. John, it's interesting how he said the ones that are wearing the soft garments are the ones in the houses of the kings. In a way, he's talking about the pampered life of people. And how much people do pamper themselves. And truly, we live in a soft time period. And so then it's up to us whether we want to try to do some penances, some sacrifices. And again, we don't have to go to extreme ways to do it. Very simple things that we can try to offer up to God. But then again, we see in Sacred Scripture where it says, "But unless you shall do penance, you shall likewise perish." So we need to do some small penances, some small sacrifices, some mortifications. And so that is where then our Lord gives to them this idea of St. John and the virtues that he practiced. And so we need to try to look at St. John, look at the virtues that he practiced, and then, yes, try to apply them to our own lives according to our state in life. And so St. John is not meant for us just to admire. He is meant for us to imitate. And especially since he was given the task of preparing the people for our Lord, he would know. So as I say, he definitely practiced what he preached. And so therefore, for the people then to follow that example from him, well, then they would have been better prepared. And so now it's our turn to prepare for the coming of our Lord spiritually into our souls. So now we can look to the example of St. John and then make that application for us. Being more consistent in our duties, in our faith. Trying to be a bit more mortified in what our daily life is like. These small things we can try to apply to our life. So as I say, instead of just maybe admiring St. John, let us try to imitate him. Then also pray to Our Lady, you know, the Mother of God. We had her feast day yesterday, the Immaculate Conception, of how she was prepared by God to receive this Messiah. So again, she will help us in preparing our souls for our Lord. Ask her for the graces that we need, whether it's a conversion, whether it's a change in our life, whatever it may be. Ask her to help us for that. Because this is the time period that we have to prepare our souls for the coming of the Christ child. Holy Mother Church has given us these 4 weeks in Advent then to try to prepare us for the graces we will receive. The better prepared we are, the more graces we will receive. And so as I say, pray for these graces. Pray for the strength. And even if for all of us, if we just were more constant or consistent in what we do, we truly would receive more graces from God. Just more consistent each day. So let us say with the collect of the Mass, stir up in our hearts that we prepare the way for our Lord. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.